House Bill 1145, an act to revise the circumstances under which certain arrests may be effected without a warrant.
House Bill 1145, having had its second reading for final consideration, are there any remarks? Representative Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1145 makes a very small but important change in the present legislation that we have in pertaining to domestic violence. It's very difficult, I'm sure, for most of the people in this chamber to understand or appreciate the fact that there are people who have been abused who are simply terrified, too injured to be able to report an abuse within the four-hour limit that we now have set in law. This would simply change that time period from 4 hours to 24 hours. The problem is that, as I said, it's very hard to realize that 24 hours even then may be not enough time for a person to recover from abuse. As a matter of fact, in our neighboring states, for instance, Wisconsin has a 28-day period for people to report abuse under this legislation. And in other neighboring states, Minnesota and Nebraska both have limitless reporting periods. As a matter of fact, the model legislation that this has been drawn on by the National Council of Juvenile and Family Court Judges has no limit on the time of reporting. The problem in the past has been, and the reason that this is so important, is that in the past police have been called to homes for domestic abuse and have chosen not to arrest anyone. Since this law has been in effect and an arrest is mandated, statistics have shown that actually domestic abuse cases have dropped in some cases. Basically, what happens is if an abuser is arrested the first time that this happens, there's much less likelihood that the abuser will continue to abuse. This is such an important thing, and I hope that the fact that there are some questions that have been raised by some people as to the possible constitutional questions about it, I hope that you as legislators will take into consideration the fact that certainly other states and other national organizations have found no problem with this. I'd like to say that my friends who are lawyers, in all due respect to them, I've never known two lawyers to get together and be able to come up with the same definition or conclusion about a law. So thank you very much.
Further remarks on House Bill 1145. Representative McCauley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, thank you. Members of this body. Spousal abuse is a tough issue, and I'm asking you to look carefully at this bill today because this simply does not extend the reporting requirements. This extends the mandatory arrest requirements under present law. I believe this bill or this law was passed back in 1989 and was set at 4 hours after, at which time the mandatory arrest had to occur. Since then, the Constitution hasn't changed. There's still constitutional limits on when a mandatory arrest may occur. My purpose in speaking on this bill today is to make sure that we put away as many of these spousal abusers as possible. And my concerns are simply that under the present constitutional law, we might be providing an out and allowing unconstitutional mandatory arrest. As a general rule, any arrest has to be accompanied by a warrant. There are exceptions. One of those is exigent circumstances, which is what this bill is based on. And an exigent circumstance is defined by our Supreme Court as one that exists when there's a situation that demands immediate attention and there's no time to get a warrant. And that's the problem with the existing proposed bill. This bill isn't about preventing spousal abuse. No bill that we pass will do that. But I would suggest to you that our purpose in passing this bill shouldn't be more arrests, it should be more convictions. And my constitutional concern with this bill is that if the arrest is ruled to be unconstitutional, there can be no conviction, and any evidence subsequent to that point in time may be thrown out. It's a tough issue again, but I'm going to ask that you avoid passing feel-good legislation with possible constitutional defects. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question for the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1145. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will not the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote.
Representatives Koistinen, Dunwald. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 50, nays 18, excused 2.
House Bill 1145, having received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.